So we're starting the Sifsei Chen on the Yamin Aron, first Hakdama. Okay, you got right there. Okay. Yeah, okay. So Derech Tshuva. Me'avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu at B'nei Yisrael Am Kerovo. So from God's love of his nation, B'nei Yisrael, Yichid Lahem et Yimei HaKadosh HaAchron Shal Hashana Sheyimei Rachamim V'Ratzon. So Hashem put aside for us the last month of the year that they should be a special time, days of Rachamim and Ratzon. So b'chdei shebnei Yisrael yuchlu lashuv el Hashem b'chodesh hazeh b'tshuva b'tikun ha'masim. So in order for us to be able to return to Hashem in this month with tshuva, with be able to fix our ways, we should use zakayin be'es ba yom Hashem agadol v'nora. Yimei Adin V'Amishpat, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, so that we should be Zocha, or that we should be, right, they should be able to be ready at this time, right, this special time of the year of judgment. Okay. So this is, so Hashem gave us this month as a special opportunity. What? Amazing. All right, so here we go. So this month is to get us ready, that we should be able to be ready for Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom HaDin on Mishpat, and Yom Kippur. Kasher, and that what happens on those days? First, Kasher Kol Boi Olam over in the front of Kibnei Maron. That's Rosh Hashanah. We come in front of Hashem like sheep. That we should then be ultimately destined to be written into the and sealed in the Book of Life. To have a great year, to have a year of sweetness. Now, ubezah hazman. So now, this month of Elul, meir Hashem yisbarach v'toch libos b'nei Yisrael das ech litkariv al Hashem. So Hashem, at this time of year, he enlightens us and puts in our hearts, right, the ability to understand how we can get close to Hashem. V'leida et haderech asher halchu ba im tova haisa olo, and to know the path that we went, if it was good or bad. And this is what's special, what's unique about this month, that we're able to really find the right path. In order to fill what the pasuk says, that you can choose life, right? L'man tichya atova v'zarecha. And so if you think back, go back to Parshas Re'eh, which is like the beginning of this month, right? Re'eh natati lefanecha esabracha v'sa'akol. And then it says, and the klala, if you choose the wrong path, it starts talking about paths. So here we see that's what's going on in this month, is that you have this opportunity to really like figure out, are we on the right path or not, right? So, so let's look at this. Look at the side note over here in Gimel. Haderech HaTova Yasher. Yimei Elul Hein Hema Yimei Ratzon. So this is the days of real desire that Hashem has for us. Hayimim Sha'ala Moshe Lahar Lekava Luchos Achronos. Because this is what happened, right? Historically, right, there was the beginning of Elul that Moshe goes up, and it culminates 40 days later on Yom Kippur with the second Luchos. So it starts out on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And that's one of the reasons that we start blowing the shofar on Elul, to remember this idea of they started blowing the shofar then, because they wanted, like, okay, guys, this time around, we're not making mistakes with miscalculating when Moshe is supposed to come down. So that's why they started making this, like, that was part of, like, the starting point. So, like, there should be clarity. Right? Hashem wanted us, or he forgave us with joy at that time. Me'az v'hala, hayamim ha'elehim yimei ratzon l'arer nafshas Yisrael b'tshuva. So this period of time where God forgave us is going to become a time, it's now embedded in the time of the year, that this will always be a time of ratzon in order to wake up, to awaken the souls of the Jewish people to do tshuva. V'kaviyocha yameinu, The right hand of Hashem, Yisbarach Shemo, Pshuta L'Kav Al Shem. So Hashem's hands, so to speak, at this time of year, is outstretched to get us. And specifically, the right hand is always that which stretches to take in. V'nei miyom shechata adam arishon v'nimshach achar etz adas tovara, yesh b'chol adam mitzios tovara. So from the time of the sin of Adam, we now became, we have within us this mix of good and bad. Whereas before, the objective truth existed, now everything becomes subjective. That's the idea of Mitzias Tovara within us, is now this whole subjectivity that exists. V'alpi harov hara misgaber, and then what happens is that the abundance of bad that gets strengthened, v'nidmel adam b'daito shezehu hatov, and it actually convinces, you become convinced that what you're doing is the right thing. But at this time of year, when we have this awakening for the power to do tshuva, there's like a clarity that we're able to overcome this. Here we convince ourselves that what we're doing is great, and then we like have an awakening at this time of year that we're able to see things for what they really are. And then there's this idea of this he ends up getting the will, this desire from above, and that he'll have his tshuva received in a wholeness. V'zeh ha'nirmaz v'pasuk matza isha kishazocha adam lavo limei elul shemazalo isha hainu besula. Right. So this whole, what is the sign of the month? It's this idea of a woman that's a virgin. Right. So this idea that you found this woman as I matza tov, he found good. As yadav yavchim bein tov l'rat, so that he's able to really differentiate between the good and the bad. As I've a yipak ratzon ma, haynu haratzon ha'alyon ha'mitgalebi amim ha'heim lekablenu b'tshuva shlema. So there's basically, what we're seeing is that we experience, if we open ourselves up to this, in Elul you have this amazing power to be able to finally see, there's a clarity to be able to see what's really, like, you know, kind of all the distractions and all the baloney's taken off, and now be able to see what's real, and it's part of it is that Hashem is pulling us. He's pulling us as this opening that's been imbued into this, embedded into this time of year, of God, like really, like longing for us. Right, that's the ratzon, like that Hashem is longing for us to come back to Him. B'zem fresh b'shar b'shar yisachar hatam shachodesh elul matril tamid b'parshas rei oshem v'archan az rosh chodesh elul. That based on the Bnei Yisachar, Kabalti Shehashem Re'ei, right? So that word Re'ei, right? Who Mesugali Me Shatoa Lahagi Al Haderach Hayashar, right? So that he'll get to the place of that's the path, the correct path. Ad Kan Lashana Vine Ein Lachatoa. Right, so Lemishatoa, right? Who Mesugal Lemishatoa? The guy who's like lost, that's going to be able to get him back on the right path. That's what he's saying, right? Who Mesugal Lemishatoa? Lagiel Hader Hayashar. Vine Ein Lachatoa B'Darkei Hachaim Kimonu. There's no one that's more, you know, confused or in a sense than us. Shemuchrochin Leida Haderach Nashuva El Hashem Bemes Valkein B'Chodesh Hatshuva Halaz Shetzrich Mashuv Lederach Hayashav Bemes. So here we are. We're like completely lost in a way, or we're confused. But now we have this ability to come back in this month. Alkein B'Chodesh Hatshuva Halaz. This month Shetzrich Mashuv Lederach Hayashav Bemes Matchilin Bere. It starts with the parsha of Re'eh, Shezeu Hashem Mesugal Azeh. Almost like to see, right? We're able to see the right path. V'chein zekasav ormalei hakavana l'darkei avoda ki hakavana b'chodesh elohu hanotim b'yam derech. He gives a path in the ocean. V'zeu misha toa b'derech. A person who's getting lost in the path. V'eino holech b'derech hayashar. And he's not walking on the right path. B'chodesh elo mebnesh lo tov ma'asav, because of the fact that his actions are not good. L'zem esugal shechavim ezeh Hashem re'eh. So he should think about re'eh. V'az yagia l'derech hayasha shuchal la'asos tshuva. It's through that, like thinking about this idea of re'eh, that will help him get back on track. Zeh bir apasuk re'eh hainu Hashem re'eh shehu mesugal le'lech b'derech hayasha l'fan av yisparach. Zeh anochi noten lifneichem hayom. I'm giving to you today. Perish b'yom asher koren bo parshas o. Right, so when we start reading parshas re'eh, shehu b'chodesh elul ayin sham ba'orach haramazim hametukim b'hemshech apasuk ayimei elul b'tishrei. But this idea, and the Rambam, interestingly enough, he brings down the pasuk of this idea of pathways in the fifth parak of Halachos Tshuva, about this idea that we have choice, free will, but then we choose pathways that once we're on that path, the right path, we're going there. If we're going the wrong, it's like it takes us, so to speak. But we have that, always have the power to choose. But he talks about re'eh and this idea of pathways. So it's interesting that but what we're saying now is that Elo starts out with giving us the ability to see the right path, to get back on the right path, right? So now, back to the...
Why is Derech Rashi Tevo?
Why is he...
The word Derech, why is it Rashi Tevo?
It might be a Gemara. Maybe it's like... Maybe it's the same...
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why did you say Derech?
Re'eh and...
It says, Hunotain Bayam Derech.
No, I see. I'm wondering.
But he's saying
the idea of re'eh and derech. He's doing the same. You see how he does it there as well by re'eh on the top there, third line down, on the left side.
It might be like saying
I'm like bolding this word as opposed to.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes they do it as to say, okay, let's get the gematria on that. But I think it's just saying like, let's focus. Like this is the standout word, derech and re'eh. Is it the same gematria? No, it's not the same gematria. No, 24, and this is 6, right? So it's not the same. Okay, either way, all right. So, but you see this idea of re'eh and pathways and choosing bracha and klala, and in that, and if you look back, right? If you look at that, if you look at this, here, got this. Whoops. How does it start? It starts out and it says, So it's about like pathways. It's a funny way of like saying it, but like think about it. And the Rambam gets into this whole idea of like a derech. It's like, when you think about it, we all are like, we get on in a way, we're on a pathway, we choose a certain way in that we live, and we just like go. Almost like you're on autopilot.
And then what happens in that world?
We're supposed to like wake up and see, like, wait a second. Yeah, it's like Hashem saying, the dog starts barking, wakes us up. Hello. Right, he's doing well. I shouldn't know. But like the idea that's like, you know, pulling us in. Hashem is like, and if we stop, it should be the energy's there to like really let it happen. It's pretty
stuff. What?
Just like pause. Yeah. Pause. Put a pause, right. And then. And then say, am I going the right way? You know, like, is it making where I want to get to? Like that kind of thing. And he's saying, "Bacharta b'chayim l'man techia atav ezarecha." You want to choose life. That's also going back to that Rambam. Like, it's a beautiful parak, the fifth parak. It's worth taking out. Hilchos Tshuva. Just read it straight. Take it out and read. Like he talks about. Don't ever let anybody convince you that you don't have the ability to choose every moment. It's your power to make choices and to choose and change if you want to. Like that's not our environment, nothing. It's all, we always have the choice. We choose not to really think, but if we want to, like, we have that ability to. So now, v'aderech hazo she'Hashem Yisbarach notem b'libos b'neis ha'adam b'chodesh hazeh, and this path that Hashem gives in our hearts, of the hearts of man in this month, is hinted to in the pasuk Kamar Hashem anotem b'yam derech u'b'mayim azim netiva. Right, so Hashem. So Hashem says, who gives a path in the ocean, in the water, right away in the ocean, and in the heavy waters, Netiva, he still gives it, even in the turbulent waters, he gives, you're like, yeah, it's a good one, right? Turbulent, Netiva, he gives us that path. Shashem Yisrach Avinu, Avhar Achaman, Meir Or Ha'alyon, Belev Ha'adam, Hanim Sabitoch Yam, Habilbulim Shel Vesionos, right? What's this? What's the idea like of an ocean and of choppy water? Is that that's the nature of the world we live in, right? It's like we're filled with constant struggles and tests and etc. So Hashem, who is our Father, who is the ultimate, the Avarachaman, he's the merciful Father. He gives us this incredible, the Or Ha'elyon. He plants it within our hearts, which where we are as in this. In this turbulent, in that turbulent lives that we have, and he gives us the ability to limso derech hayasha l'tshuva. He's throwing us the lifeline, like he's like infusing us with this special power. He empowers us to be able to get things like strained down. Ubir inyanhu, and the explanation of this is the tevas elo b'gematria is bina. Elo equals bina. Now we said we go back to our hakdamas, right? You have chachma, and then bina. So bina is the ability to discern. Right, the davar mitoch davar. Rumi is the sphere of bina shehima kor v'shar shatshuva. And the truth is, this is the root of tshuva itself. Kama she'amar hakasav ulubavo yavin v'shav. There has a need for, like, we have to understand from bina, and then we can return. Shebina shehit bonunut halev goremet l'tshuva. Like a person has to like be thoughtful, and that's what brings a person to tshuva. Gam teva tshuva he tashuv hey. Right, if you say it's tashuv, return to the hay. Ki achet mafrid bein osios yud hay levav hay. Because when we have this sin, it actually creates a separation between the shem of Hashem. Right, we have the yud is the chachma, hay is bina, and then the vav is teferes, and hay is malchus. Right, so when we sin, we create a separation between that vav hay, which is really the lower worlds, to the upper world of Hashem, and so. And that's interesting also, is that this week's parasha is Ki Teitzei, what happens at the end of the parasha? Amalek comes. Amalek, which is saying that the shame of Hashem is not complete as long as Amalek. Yes. And it's Yudke Vavke. It's not that the Hashem is not whole. And we create that separation when we sin, we create the separation between Hashem and ourselves. This world and the upper world. But when a person does tshuva, maybe b'chazara et ha'osios vavhe la'os he ila zo sfirat bina. So if it's interesting, he's saying you have teferis is like the middle. That's in the vav of the teferis of yud he vav he, right? Shem Hashem. Yud is chachma. That's the chachma ila, the upper wisdom that created. But it's the highest that we can actually understand of God. Above that is keser. It's like beyond the ein sof. Then you have bina, the discernment that's the coming down from like that upper level, much more. It's like now it's more tangible at least, and that vav that connects, which is vav achibor, the connecting vav that connects the hay, the two hays, the yid hay and that hay, the lower, which is down here, which is basically malchus, which means that we have nothing of our own. We're completely receptacles, right? We're just receivers, right? So that's the lower hay. The vav is teferis, which equals. In this case, it's actually encapsulating everything. Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod. It actually takes the six of the seven, and it has it all there. And it's like, that's all in that Tferes, which if you go back to the Sif Sechein, right? That's what he says. And when I'm like, what's he, like, it was like, what are you talking about over here? But this is a very important idea of that Vav HaChibur. So now, when we do Tshuva, there was a separation between the Yud and the Hay and the upper, and now the vav hay, we are able to reconnect that. That's what he's saying here.
And the bina, the upper hay, is like the eighth from the bottom, right? So the bottom seven is like the 7 days of the week.
Of this natural world. And then you're getting into this higher. Yeah, getting into the higher.
Tapping into something beyond everything else.
And you get, right? So we're able to connect, reconnect it, right? So now, ubisfirat bina meirin shtei shemos kedoshim. Now, in the sphere of bina, you have two holy names. Like there's an enlight, like it illuminates two holy names. Shem Eke, b'miloy kazeh, Aleph Hey Yud Hey Ha'ola 161. Okay, look. So we see when we say Eke, b'miloy means that you're taking Aleph Lamed Pei, Hey Yud Yud Vav Dalet, and Hey. Then when you take it all together, you add it up, that comes out to 161. So the idea of Eya and its expansion equals 161. B'shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei B'miloy Kazeh, Yud Hei Vav Hei, Ha'ola 63, Sag. Okay? So anytime you talk about the miloy of something, it just means that you're creating, that you're expanding it out to its like its greatest expression. Right, so you're taking Eya, b'miloy is the most expansive expression of Eya, and so too the same thing with Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now there are ways that we can mimale Eke with Hey Aleph. Right, you see like Aleph Hey Yud, it could be Hey Hey, it could be Hey Aleph. He's saying here that I'm going to use the miloy of a Yud. And he's consistent on that. So you see what he's doing there? Because he said there are different ways to play this game of miloy. Not like, you know, it's like there's a miloy of, I'm just spelling out the letter hey. I could do it hey aleph. I could do it hey yud. It all makes the same sound. Numerically, it makes a big difference, right? So he's doing it, he's consistently saying the miloy here is with yuds. You see how it's, the hays are filled with yud. Okay? And that's where he's getting these numbers.
It's adding sof for doing that. It's adding sof for this. When you start spelling out the letters, you can keep it never ends.
Fine, but he's saying this is one level of miloy, right? Well, you want to say that there could be like a much more expanded. The biggest names, those names, I could show you. It's an unbelievable. Did we do it? We did it. Where you show if there are these psukim by the. I want to say it's leading up to the Kriyas Yamsuf, okay?
Yeah.
There are three psukim, and they're like, explaining something that's not physically possible.
Oh.
And then if you take those three psukim and you arrange the letters in a certain way, those are the 72 letter names. It's amazing.
Wow.
Okay, you're taking this three sentences that are leading up to a Giloy of Hashem by the Yamsuf.
Yeah.
And the Chazal pick up on this. It's weird. Like, if you look at those psukim, it's like, what is it? It's like describing something doesn't make sense. And it's those three, they do first letter of the first, or the first, middle, first, the last, first.
Mm-hmm.
You start doing that, and that's where you get these like long names of Hashem, of 72 letters. And that's, but it's what they're doing is they're just saying, this is another way of Hashem's, you know, revelation, right? That's what it's like. It's not like some... It's incredibly deep what Chazal do there. It's right. Remember that one? That was like it's amazing. Okay,
you remember it better than me.
Okay, fine. But because obviously I got a little more excited about it. But either way, what you see here is he's just talking about the miloy of these names, Eya and Yud Kei Vav Kei. He's saying they're coming up with a number 161 Kuf Samach Aleph and Samach Gimel. Okay, fine. The Shnei Shemos Ha'elu, the 161 and the 63, Misparam B'Gematria Derech. So right, so like here, when the idea of the expanded names, when I put them together numerically, maybe that's what he was going with when he did the Derech, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it's coming to this sum total. V'hi Misayimim L'Ha'adam HaNimsa B'Meitza R'Toch Hayam. This helps a person who's in this straits, right? This narrow straits, which we call the ocean. Meitzar Yam is Mitzrayim, which is this idea of, like, so this idea of being stuck in a very narrow place. Hu ha'olam hazeh. So that's the nature of this world. Now, and by the way, Shehu Svirat Malchus, the right, because we said this world is Malchus. Malchus means that, again, it's like it has nothing of its own. It's completely based on, and that's why the moon becomes so integral to us, because we're recognizing that the moon is representative of the state of this world, that we're, just like the sun is completely feeding it with all of its light, this world also, it's all being illuminated by God. And we're just like, we're really like, in a way, you know, God has got this thing called electricity that he's sending, or the power, the energy that gives, enlivens this whole thing. So just like the moon is getting its feed, we're the same thing, right? So the same thing here. And we're, that's the idea of Malchus, because Malchus means it has nothing of its own. So he says that is Hu Sfirat Malchus Hanikres Yam. So that's called Yam. It's called the ocean. Vigam, and it has this, when he says Yam, he's talking about the idea of this the narrowness of it. Vigam Malea Biklipos Hanikram Mitsulos Yam. And it's filled with the klipos, right? The negative side, which is called the Mitsulos Yam, like the waves. Right, mivakesh l'shuv el Hashem b'tikun v'shipur hamasim, and we want to come back to God by cleaning ourselves up and our ways. La'ir lo haderech asher yelech ba'letaken imasav. Right, so he wants to be able to give us the path that we can then go in order to fix our ways. Okay, so that's, so now he's saying it's the derech. It's through the Yam, this world, that we have a Derech, which is really God's, the illumination of God in his fullest way, of Eya, I'll be, and I will be, Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's like the idea of God's being, when you put that together in its most expanded way, it equals Derech, it's the path. So like Hashem is giving us that path. The Teva's Derech, and this,
Hashem is giving us a path because it exists in the world Hashem created, not in particular any way in Elohim. Something new has gone on in our lives that will enable us to see the path.
But he's saying that there's more of that. There's something going on in this month that's conducive, much more conducive. Yeah, that's yeah.
Is Hashem being merciful?
It could be more of an expression of God's mercy for sure. Yeah, yeah. Which, if anything, you see that, like the idea that it was awakened and aroused at the time of the Chet HaEgel, almost like, you know, here Adam HaRishon messes up, and it's funny because there he says Va'ochel, I'll do it again, I'll eat it again, because he's saying this is a setup, come on God, you put me into this thing, it was meant to be that I would sin because that was the nature of, and he's not willing to, you know, make amends. And at a certain way, even though like later on maybe it says that Adam does tshuva, right here by Am Yisrael, after the Chet HaEgel, when Moshe goes through this process, it creates, like, it embeds within the time of the year. Elul is this, he's saying it's this power of God's mercy is awakened and aroused. So it's a natural thing that when we get to this time of year, if we allow ourselves, we can tap into this very powerful energy that is Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, these 40 days. Very powerful time. So even though it's potentially always there, it's always there. God really always wants us. We want in the deepest recesses of ourselves, we always want to connect with Hashem. There's like this desire to connect. It's much more aroused at this time, and that's what he's saying. That when you talk about what is the shameless of Hashem, it's just like an expression of God's being. Yeah, I'll be, which I will always be. I'm always, I will be. It's always about, that's all, it's, and then the Miloy is the fullest expression of God's being present, you know? Okay, so now. The Tevas. Oops, wrong one. Okay, so now the Tevas Derech. So the Tevas Derech. Ole Gam Kiminyan Shtei Pamim Hashem Yabak. Now, derech, it can also, when you count it up, twice the name Yud Beis Kuf, 112, okay? Shehu Rosh Tevos HaPasuk Yanenu B'yom Karenu. So Yud Beis Kuf, right? You see there's the first letter of each one. That's Yabak. So again, so he's saying if you take derech is two times Yabak. which would be
224.
Right, which is right 112. Right, 112 times two. Okay, which comes from Yanenu, answer us when we call you, B'yom Karenu. Umisbar Harashi Tevos Shel HaPasuk Ya'ancha Hashem B'yom Tzara. So too, Hashem Ya'ancha Hashem B'yom Tzara. Hashem will answer you on the, in your day of difficulty. So through this like type of thing, this illumination, you'll have this path, this ace ratzon, this time of mercy. And God will answer us and receive our tshuva with love. Now, the tevas yabaku osios baki. Okay, so now 112, he's saying the same letters spells baki. Sha'ayidei haras hashtei shemas halalu of kuf samach aleph and samach gimel shem b'misparim shtei pamim yabak. Okay, so now, because we just said those two equal derech, which equals the two times yabak baki. Okay, so like, it's all connected. Magil adam shnei minei b'kios b'darkei v'afoni hatshuva. So the idea is that yabak times two. Yabak. I shouldn't say that. Which equals baki. But it's going to be times two, right? Because there are two of it. Let's say there are two ways in Buck in Bekiot that are going to that bring you to pathways of doing tshuva. Okay, right? So it makes sense, right? Bucky equals Yabak Yan Chabiyom Tsara, or I'm sorry, Yanenu Biyom Karenu. That's the answer. He answers us when we call him. Times two, right? Equals the Derech, which is again the pathway that's there for us. As that's God's fullest expression in Yudke Vavke Eya in its Miloy. Okay? Now, V'inyan Tashte Mine Bikios Heim. So the idea of these two types of Bikia, a Baki means an expert, right? But the idea of this, L'chazek Atzmo B'darke Hashem Tamid, Bein B'ali Bein B'irida. Okay? So you think that that worshiping God is only when things are good. The answer is no. You're worshiping God. And it's part of the worship process is not just when things are good, but when things are really bad as well.
Sometimes you're closer to God when things are bad than when things are good.
Yeah, it's actually kind of easier, I find. It's much easier when it's like, when you're crushed. It's when you're flying high. That's actually maybe it's harder to connect, right? So here. So v'inyan shtei minei b'kias heim l'chazek atzmo b'darkei Hashem tamid bein b'aliyah bein yirida v'ha'echad, the one. Hainu, she'im yizkeh le'ezo aliyah. So if a person is merits that he should have an ascension. U'madrega el yistapik al yistapik b'zeh rak yedavyam. So u'madrega. So okay, let me read again. Hainu, she'im yizkeh le'ezo aliyah v'madrega. So if a person is merits that he should get an ascension or a higher level, he shouldn't be satisfied. Raki dav yamin should tzarech laleches yoter v'yoter. A person should never become complacent. I'm on the rise, and say fantastic. No, keep on going. Right? Zeu harat Hashem harishon. That's 161. Shehu merumas v'pasuk im esak shamayim. So even if you get up high, like Shemayim, Shamata Yesh Gam Sham Avod Hashem Yisbarach Biyoter, you can do more. Like they say, they always quote the Lubavitcher Rebbe. People would come and they'd tell him, like, I'm doing this, and then he says, great. Now what else can you do? Like, you could do more, right? So that's what he's saying here. You might feel like, oh, I'm reaching such a high level. It's like, and that the challenge there is take it up a notch. Now, the flip side, Rabikir Dashnia Yilehafah. Shafilum Yipol Chas Vashon Bishol Tachtios Gamkein Al Yitayesh. Now, when you fall, even if you fall, God forbid, to the lowest level, never give up hope. Vitamid Yechapes Vivakesh et Hashem Yisbarach Yechazek Atzma B'chol Makom Shehu. A person should always be searching for God and strengthen himself no matter where he is. B'chol masha yuchal, as much as he can. Kigam b'shol, even when he's in basically purgatory and hell, tachtis nimsa Hashem Yisrael. God's even there. Which is kind of a reference to a beautiful piece by the Ramchal that talks about that you can always have to have hope and long for God. Even in, it can be at the end of your life and you're in Gehenna, if you still have hope for God, he'll pull you out. There's always, never lose hope. Hakol kivri. Now, so here he's saying, even the lowest place, never give up hope. Even there, you're able to connect to God. This is the idea of that second name of the Gematria 63. Milashan al taseh gvul olam. Al taseh gvul olam. Right? So, shemasig gvulo umachzir lachara. Right? So, they don't go over. Like the idea of hasagas gavol, right? To go over the boundary, shemesig vulo umachziro lacharav, right? That he's going to go out of his boundary and go backwards. Shazo beis shadam who bebechinas yirida shenofel min madrigoso vehu nosug achor hashem. Here's this guy; he's fallen. It's like he's falling backwards. Oh, milashon sigim. What's sigim? That's like the at the bottom of a barrel, right? You have the sediment, right? Shemarkish benafsho shuadayin male kotsim v'sigim. So he feels like he's like filled with thorns and with sediment, like basically the refuse. V'zehu merumas b'seifa dekra v'atzia sha'ol, right? That he's going to fall. Afal pisha higati rachman l'slan l'shol. So hanach yeshli gam sham l'avod Hashem Yisbach. So even at that place where he's at the bottom, he can worship Hashem there. So the person who's returning to God, he has to be a baki, he has to be, expert in both of these pathways, right? So if you're on the top of the world or you're on the bottom, in all those places, the commonality is you can connect to Hashem. You're flying high, you could do more. You're at the bottom, never lose hope, you're always connect to God. And this is all hinted to in the pasuk that says that he gives in the ocean a derech, a path, which is Shashem Yisbarach notin harach de shemos elu shasfirat bina shemisbaram derech, right? So that now we're getting, so like in bina you have this expression of these two names of Hashem in its miloi, which equals derech shem shde bikios bedarchei atshuva, because they each one, the 161 and the 63, right? Those, each one, the Eka basically, and the Yudke Vavke, right? So it's interesting. It's the Eka that equals when you're on the high, and that's the Yudke Vavke when you're at the low, which is interesting. So you can think about that.
Yeah.
So, right? So, Shehem Shtei Bikios B'Darche Atshuva, Livnei Yisrael HaNatunim B'Toch HaYam, Shehusfirat Malchus, right? So here we are, we're thrown into the ocean, which is equals the sphere of Malchus. And it's in what? He sends us this pathway, Lahair Lahem, Sheyedu Livchor B'derech HaTova Vayishar. And he sends us this like power in order to be able to choose the proper path. But to be able to become an expert in both these pathways of tshuva, b'chdei lashuv al Hashem. So it's through this, like, right, we're working on these two pathways in order to be returned to God and to be really ready for this great day, which is Rosh Hashanah that's coming, right? The kasher yitchadesh b'tshuva. Now, if we are able to, right, renew ourselves in tshuva, yasa masim tovim keroi aydei haras or habina hameir alav. Right, so if we're able to really renew ourselves and our ways in an appropriate way through this special light that Hashem is giving us, and then what do? We then get involved in tikkuni hatshuva, right? We get involved in tshuva, and v'gam the rabos havodos hamyuchados l'chodeshav, and then be involved in these actions, the avoda that's unique to this month. For example, kemo laharbot v'amirat tehillim, right? So this is an idea, there's a school, I guess, to be involved in tehillim, which, if you think about it, what that means is it's not just like you're reading some words, but rather think about what it's saying. It's like a love song between David HaMelech and really representing the Jewish people and Hashem. V'amirat tekuni zohar v'afilu im eno mevin. Okay, so that's already, he's saying on that, you don't even have to know, you just some of this power there. Which I remember going to like a Rav David Pinto, and he talked about like, yeah, just read Zohar, you know, just make sure you're like clean, like you're tahor, but that he says you don't even have to understand it has incredible power to elevate. Okay,
wow. Tahor like what?
Meaning seminal.
Like
Tahara, like, right?
Like
yeah, yeah, or yeah. Just in general, like, to not be, they say, like, if you're involved in learning Zohar, like, there's, like, important to, like, keep yourself clean. Now, Vishar Tfilos Ubakashos, and all other prayers, Ubakashos, it's like, the bottom line is to get close to God. We're working on getting, this is about our getting close, our closest to Hashem. And also to increase our giving of tzedakah, and to learn books of Musar in order to get us close to God through thinking about us, you know, like what can we be doing to improve ourselves? So through all these things, so that we'll now be able to get ourselves up to that level of Bina, and they'll be able to cause a tremendous thing, that there'll be a hamtakas adin, there'll be a softening, a sweetening of the din, and that they'll be nullified at their roots, which is Abina, and through that way we'll be able to nullify the evil. Okay, so now, so so now this idea of derech, right, this idea of the pathway of tshuva is in the word elul itself. It's hinted to it. Ki tevas elul nechshevet ki ilu nechdav shtei pamim LL 2-2. Ha'oz Vav shall tevas Elul hi b'makom Aleph. Yeah, so you could say that the Vav, an Elul, really could be replaced with an Aleph. Ha'oz Vav hu kemo lavush l'harat Aleph hatmunaba. Interesting that there's some idea of that in the Vav you have, it's a enclosing of the it really is, has within it the Aleph that's hidden in it. So, kazah. Vav, you see, when you write out a vav, in it's the aleph, right? So the aleph is hidden in the vav. The tevas el yesh be mispara gimel yudin, and then the word el aleph lamed, right? Yesh be mispara gimel yudin. So there it has three yuds. Ki os lamed nechlak le gimel yudin, right? Because 30 equals 10 plus 10 plus 10. Right, three yuds, va'aleph acha. So you can have yud 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 and aleph one. V'romeis al hamiloi levad shel shtei hashema shel sfirat bina, because that's gonna. So that is hinting to these two names, right, that are associated with bina. 161 and 163. Shaolah lamed aleph. How do you get there? Sha'ola Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph.
Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, but no, but look. It's the, he's saying that the LL, 31, but he's saying it's the idea of the Lamed is the three yuds.
Okay.
But I'm not sure so let's see, what does he say here? Let's say here. Look at this side on the right. Chaf Dalet. Sha'ol Olam Aleph. Shem, 100 Kuf Samach Aleph. Hu Miloy Ehya. Kazeh, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. V'legoda Chashivas Os Ha Aleph. Mechash Vin Rak Iker Ha Os V'lo Hamiloy. So then you just take out the letter and not the rest of it. Hare Os Aleph. So what are you left with? Aleph. V'Hamiloy. Oh, Shalshar Ha Gimel Osios Hu Gimel Yudin. So if you look at, so he says, take out the lamed pei, and what are you left with? So you have the aleph, but then he's saying you take the yuds. No, but he's saying v'hamilu shel shar hagimel osios hu gimel yudin, kazeh yud vav dalid yud. You're removing all the hays. If you take out all the hays, you're left with 30, the 10. You see that? See what he's saying? That's what he's saying. B'yachad hei mispar lamed aleph. So the same thing. He's saying if you remove, see how the miloy, aleph hei yud da hei, you see that over there? He's saying take off, the aleph stands on its own, so the lamed pei goes away. And then he says you remove the heis, and you move the yud in the middle, and you move the hei. So what you're left with is yud, vav dalet equals 10, and also the So he end up with Elul, Lamed Aleph without, because in the Vav becomes an Aleph, because if you spell out Vav, it has the Aleph. Okay, fine. It's a little bit of a stretch, I guess. Yeah. Maybe that's why it's in the brackets. Lachain. Okay, fine. Either way. All right. Sorry about that. Okay, we were supposed to stay on point, right?
Static for a second.
Okay, Lachain. There's something deep there. It's not for us. We're not holding there. Lachain. Yesh lechavin zeh pasuk hanosi miyam derech v'chamayim azim nesiva b'meshach kol yimei chag chodesh elo. So therefore, we should lefisha bo v'zman yored mishamayim haskula v'hakoach hamichedes hayotzim pasuk zeh. So we should think about this pasuk of God gives us a derech in the ocean, and in the water of this the turbulent waters, he gives us also a path. So that the whole time, the whole Chodesh Elul, we should think of this, because it's during this time that we have a special, something special is coming into the world during this time period that is a special skula. And it's a special, like, right, it's, if we tap into it, it's very powerful. Gam yesh pe'elu hayamim litbo b'mikvah b'kavanah miyuchedes l'tshuva b'prat l'chodesh Elul da'in l'vatel tatsma l'gamri. So the idea of mikvah, what's mikvah? When you go into the water, like Aryeh Kaplan in his book, I don't know if you ever read his book on mikvah, he describes the idea. When you go into that water, it's like you're completely dead, because you can't live in water. A human being doesn't live in water. So in a sense, it's a nullifying. You nullify yourself. Hayinu levatel et atzmo legamrei. It's like you completely nullify. The act of mikvah is, in a sense, a nullification of self. But when you come out, it's like you're born again. See where they get it from, right? So you're like a newborn. And then the way he's saying, like, it's almost like going into the uterus, into the womb of the mother, right? That's what we were like there, and we come out anew. So this idea of a motherly, upper mother that's being expressed here. Okay. But that's the idea. Like, when you go into the mikvah, that's like the pashat shot of, like, going into a mikvah is to be able to say, I'm, like, completely nullified here, and you come out anew. Now, v'kasher oskim, and he has all these kavanas. Fine. That's like when we, maybe next time we'll go through and we'll have kavanas about when you go to the mikvah, what you should be thinking on top of that. But keep it simple. Now, v'kasher oskim b'derech hatshuva b'chodesh hazeh, ha'idei haras shtei shemas hatshuva hamamshichin, that hamamshichin lemata or sfirat habina, na'aseh. So now, when we're involved in tshuva in this month, through this, we said the two names that we just talked about that have the special aspects of tshuva, right? Through this, the idea, it's coming from Bina. Bina is these two names that we, as we explained. Na'aseh ha'chana ha'nechona la'hamtik ha'dina ha'sholtim v'rosh Hashanah. So this is really, this is getting us ready to be able to take on the judgment that we come into on Rosh Hashanah. Now, it's interesting. Listen to this. He says the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah have two aspects. Well, each one has its own aspect that are different. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Kibiyam Rishon de Rosh Hashanah, Shole Dina Kashya Hanikur B'Shem Leah. It has a very hard judgment, which is associated with Leah. V'ham Takatohu Ayidei Hashem Kuf Samach Aleph Hamira Bo'or Sfirat Habina. The way you are mamtik that difficult din is through the first name of Ekev, right? Which we said in the Miloy is 161, right? So, and if you're able to have a good, you know, you're able to mamtik, you're able to sweeten and soften that judgment, we're able to be zocha to a ksiva v'chasima tova when it comes to our spiritual side. So, which is interesting, because Leah at the end of the day is a much more, there's a certain, like, above the physical when it comes to her. So that's where you see this idea of connection. It's more difficult, but when you overcome it, it taps us into a goodness in the Ruchnias side. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Shol Dina Rafya, it's a softer din, Anirka Rishim Rachel. So then, V'ham Takatu Ha'idei Hashem Hasheni Shol Sviyot Bina. So then we tap into the 63, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei in its Mila. Shehu Shem Samach Gimel. U'baham Takazu Zoch Neksivak Simotava Gam Binyan Gashmius. So Rachel is the beautiful one. It's like the much more, you know, it's a much more physical expression. So therefore, the second day, so you get past the first day of that hard din of ruchnius, and then it's like, let's get a little gashmius here. Let's have a good year with that as well. Vinei. Vinei. Hagam shaharos halalo mi'irin b'chol ha'chodesh hazeh l'orer ha'tshuva. So we say that the whole month has this special power to awaken tshuva. So now what this is referring to is what this week's parsha, it says that when he takes the Eishes Yifas Torah, he takes her and she has to, for 30 days, she cries for her parents, for her mom and her dad, for 30 days, Yerach Yamim. Right? We always have ki takes a in this month. So by the way, just as a side, like the whole Eishes Yifas Torah, one of the aspects, Al Pi Kabbalah, is it's talking about, it's the spiritual, it's the neshama, that's the is this Eishes Yifas Torah. So he's saying that we are her, that we need to cry and beseech in this month that we want to come close to our Father in heaven and to be able to come back under, to be close under His shade. And every day of this month is a schooler for this. Im kol zeh, yesh lezeh eis minyuchad ledbonenot, v'hubizman shetokim shofar. Okay, so now he's saying the whole month is ripe for this, but guess what? When that guy blows the shofar in the morning, you hear that shofar? It's to awaken us. Make beautiful your actions. But the idea is that when they blow the shofar, it's a time to wake up and really think. It's like it's supposed to get us thinking, right? It's the wake up call, it's the alarm. Right? When did we get this whole minhag? Remember when the Jewish people were in the desert, Allah Moshe Rabbeinu Lamar Miyom Rosh Chodesh Elul, he went up on that day of the beginning of the month of Elul. So they blew the shofar that day. Moshe is going up. So this time they made sure, guys, he's going up now. Right? So that was the sign. Nimsa shekol minhag tkiyas shofar hu is to la'orer et levav b'nei Yisrael v'leman'am min ha'chet. It's to wake us up and to make sure that it prevents us from sinning. V'koach hazeh mit'orer b'chol yom b'chodesh hazeh kasher tokim b'shofar. So that call, that same tekiah is what we hear every day of Chodesh Elul. Now, v'yadua she'teva kol hashofar l'orer v'lachrit et halev. We know that that sound, that piercing sound, is a wake-up call. It makes us tremble. If you're going to blow the shofar, the people are not going to get scared. It's interesting. It's like he's saying that there's this idea to stand and to be in trepidation at the time when you hear that shofar. Right, so you want to straighten yourself out from the bends that have gone into your act because of all the sins. But us whose man hid one nut, and it's really a time to make us start thinking, laying bidrachav umal love, and to start, you know, let's think about it. What are we doing? What's the proper way? What's the right path? And what we should stay away from. And he's saying, if we start thinking, what's going to happen is we're going to end up finding the proper path. Im hashtei b'kios, how? Through the shtei b'kios, haniskar le'al, let kariv al Hashem, sheyeh tahor gavra likras yom Hashem hagadol v'anorah. With these two things that we mentioned, the positive, when we're up, keep on doing more. When we're down, we can never lose hope. We can always connect to God. And through this way, we'll be able to get close to Hashem and be a holy and pure person and be able to be ready for that incredible day, which is Rosh Hashanah. And you'll keep going, that whole.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. All right.